crazy, but in a lot of small towns, if you look at their fire department, they have a fire district, which sets their own taxes, raise their own revenue, and sets their own budget. Like for the school department, so, but they have to raise their own tax, they have to set up their own tax bill.
You know, honestly, then they'd really hear it from the people.
Right, instead of what we've done all these years, play ping pong, the school committee says, oh, it's a council, they won't give us the money. And the council says, the school committee spend it. Why don't they just say, okay, you want to be on your own? School committee's over here, they have a school district, the Cranston School District, they send you out a tax, you know exactly how much you pay, you get a tax. Went to the school department, it was X amount of money. My property tax and the tax that went to the city went over here. This went to the school. And then instead of having an outcry where they're pointing fingers at whose fault is it that my taxes are so high, they can say, well, I know I'm paying this much for the school, and they're overspending, and that's who I'm after. And the city side seems to have their finances in order. Or they don't. Then you at least, instead of playing ping pong back and forth with, it's the school committee, it's the mayor, it's the council. They became their own entity. I don't know how you do that. I'm not a government guy, but in other words, they had their budget. They had to send out a tax bill to raise their own dole. Instead of you raise the tax, or the following mayor raise the tax, or the guy taking the hit,